Tuesday, March 29th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to an article out of the Christian Post which ran recently. A recent now-deleted tweet by Andy Stanley, son of famed pastor emeritus of First Baptist Church Atlanta, reads, quote, "The Christian faith doesn't rise and fall on the accuracy of the 66 ancient documents. It rises and falls on the identity of a single individual, Jesus of Nazareth." Harry, some people thought that was a great statement. Many people thought, wow, what are you saying about the scriptures?
Well, put me in the wow category, Tom. But it's not surprising. I've followed Andy Stanley. First of all, he's a very charismatic leader. Secondly, he is a very good communicator. And thirdly, as you know, he's pretty popular and has influence. It's not with any joy that I have to enter into this particular podcast, address this issue. But the substance of what he has said absolutely cannot be avoided. It has to be addressed in terms of fidelity to Christ as well as the well-being of the Lord's people and the witness to this world. Let me put the best possible spin on it. What he is trying to prevent is what we call bibliolatry. That is the worship of the Bible, elevating it upon God Himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, elevating it upon Christ, the Redeemer. Okay, I understand that. There are people that probably are bibliolaters. They don't use the Bible rightly. They actually worship the Bible itself. My goodness, if people can be talked into worshiping relics and bones and containers, people can be talked into worshiping leaders, then certainly they can fall prey to worshiping the Bible. But the reality is you can't worship without the Bible, because to worship is to worship God. And the only way we know God accurately is through His Word. God has revealed Himself three ways. He has revealed Himself in creation, He has revealed Himself in history, and He reveals Himself in His Word. And all of those are infallible and inerrant, every single one of them. But you have to use the Word of God in order to understand God's revelation of Himself in creation and God's revelation of Himself in history, which is His story. The Word of God is supreme. So Stanley has just distanced himself from the Reformation, that while they were proclaiming the glory of what he wants to hold on to, salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, Luther and Calvin and others realized that is impossible to maintain without an inerrant Bible, that the Scripture alone is our only rule of faith and practice. That's the foundational sola of the Reformation, and that's what maintains the maturity of Christ's church. Men, male and female, councils, committees, individuals, denominations, all can err. So how can we know God savingly if we can't know Him accurately? And how can you know Him accurately without the Word of God? For instance, he said, it's not the accuracy, or let me give you another word for that, it's not the inerrancy of God's Word that our faith rests upon, it's upon the identity of Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ. And I suppose what he means by that is the identity of Christ as the Son of God, Savior of sinners, and Lord of glory. Well, how do you know the identity of Christ? You weren't there 2,000 years ago. Who is Jesus? We stand up in the church and we say what? I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven, and He seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He shall come to judge the living and the dead. All of those statements are statements of space, time, and history. The Bible in and of itself is the message of Christ through historical realities. And if you can't trust the accuracy of what the Bible is saying, then you can't trust the message of the Bible to your heart and your life. In other words, you can't know the identity of Jesus. You cannot know the identity of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit accurately. You cannot know Him savingly. You cannot follow Him if you don't have His Word. And that is ultimately why the battle over the Bible is important. In the history of Christianity, the battle has been over the inerrancy of the Word. Present day, the battle continues over the inerrancy of the Word, but added to it is the sufficiency of the Word. Is the Bible sufficient to give us what we need for faith and life? That is, what we believe and how we live. Mr. Stanley's statement here is another evidence of the movement of progressivism whereby, quote-unquote, evangelicals are deconstructing their faith to reconstructing a faith that they think the culture needs to hear. The culture needs to hear the faith once and for all delivered to the saints through the Word of God. That's what they need to hear. Not our edited faith, not our invented faith from the pulpit, but what does the Bible say? What saith the Word of God? Jesus said, you must worship me in spirit and truth. Well, Jesus, what is the truth? We will repeat the question of Pontius Pilate to Jesus. What is truth? Well, Jesus has already said that. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then he says, Father, sanctify your people in the truth. Thy word is true. Jesus said, I haven't come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come to fulfill the law and the prophets. He is the fulfillment. Who is Jesus? He's the fulfillment of God's word. What has Jesus promised to do? He has promised to fulfill all of God's covenant promises. And if you can't trust the Bible to reveal what Christianity is and who Jesus is, then how do you know you can trust Christ? And by the way, how does Christ identify himself? I am the one and only Savior of sinners. What is sin? You got to have the Bible to define what is sin. Why is Christ the Savior? The Bible tells us he's our Savior. It is absolutely essential. That's why, coming out of the Reformation, the noteworthy confession, which I dearly love, the Westminster Confession of Faith, doesn't begin with a chapter on Jesus, doesn't begin with even a chapter on God. The first chapter is on divine revelation. How does God reveal himself and the authority, trustworthy, infallibility, inerrancy, sufficiency, and authoritative declaration and supremacy of God's word? That's the first chapter. Then the next chapter is, now we can talk about God. You can't know God without God's word. In other words, to know God, you've got to know the God of the word. To know the God of the word, you got to know the word of God. Now, can people know the Word of God and not know the God of the Word? Absolutely. But you can't know the God of the Word without the Word of God. Jesus says, my sheep know my voice, and they follow me. Where is the voice of Christ? It is the Spirit-born Word of God that comes to the heart, through which Jesus speaks to the heart and the life of his people. The Bible self-attests as being the infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is not to be worshipped, it is to be honored, and it is to be used as we worship Christ in spirit and in truth, in gathered worship on the Lord's Day, and in lifestyle worship every day. As you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your service of worship. And how do you do that? Don't be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How is your mind renewed? Through the Word of God and the Spirit of God. That's why Jesus said, make disciples, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Well, where do we find the commands of Jesus? The Bible tells me so.
Contemporary progressive Christianity is actually anti-Christian, claiming to rescue Christianity from cultural irrelevance while actually undermining and denying biblical truth through cultural accommodation. Dr. Harry Reeder's 9-part series, Progressive Christianity in Biblical Perspective, will help you understand this dangerous threat to the Christian faith. To order your copy of this 9-CD album, Progressive Christianity and Biblical Perspective, go online to briarwood.org/progressive CD. We'll stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.